Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to The Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I am Jared Freed. So good to be back. New episode event. How are we feeling after the fantasy that is the sweets?
I'm feeling great about it, except for that last Jesse Palmer part. When he came on, that was weird.
Didn't it feel like we came out of the simulation?
Yes.
Like it was like we all of a sudden we're out of the Matrix, like... Because it was like, hold on, we got Zach going to talk to Rachel, and then all of a sudden, empty studio. They showed the Warner Brothers lot for some reason, as if that gave it more credibility. It was weird.
It was really weird. The simulation, there has been a glitch in the simulation.
Right. It's like, you're no longer in Cinderella, people. Welcome to real life, where we are on a studio and none of this is real. Right. It was very apocalyptic. What's the horror movie? Alfred Hitchcockian a little bit.
It was definitely giving Alfred Hitchcock. And I am invested in next week's episode, mainly because like I have to know what's going on because we've never seen anything like this.
If we come back and the next scene is Jesse Palmer pressing a button on an app on his phone that brings out champagne and gives away free cruises, I will be so mad. If this is like, oh, this next episode is going to change your life. Two people are getting a free cruise. Like, that's what happened last time. Like, I don't know if
I know.
He's kind of ruined my trust because the way they ended it in any other season, I would go, oh, we're going to get some wild stuff. But Jesse is the boy that cried life-changing. He's the boy that cried virgin cruises, right? I kind of don't buy it.
I know. And it gives, and it also like just makes me wonder in general. I'm like, so... What happens with these girls? Like, what happens with these women?
Well,
like, what?
The only reason I could see it being very, very dramatic is, and they kind of hinted a little bit towards this, and I hate to put things in black and white, but I do think, like, listen, when I have an opinion on these people, I don't think any of the people on the show are bad or good. Like, I just think they're normal people trying to get by and do the best for themselves. But at the end of this episode, I had a different feeling on the women than I had before. And I didn't think that it kind of was the theme of all the fantasy suite dates that like what happened with Clayton hovered over this in a way that I don't think they were acting in their own most honest, best interest. Does that make sense, Kay?
Yeah. I mean, even Eric had that conversation with Jesse about, you know, when the cameras weren't here, Rachel was different. Or not Eric, sorry, Zach.
Zach.
Zach had the conversation with Jesse and he was like, yeah, when the cameras weren't here, Rachel was acting different.
Right. And we, you know, and this is also acknowledging we're only getting one side of the story and that's kind of, next week, we're going to get other sides of the stories. And there's three sides to every story, you know, that one, you know, his side, her side, and the truth that lies somewhere in between, which is why this is where it gets interesting. But I don't know. I do think it's going to be interesting these next couple episodes. I do, you know, I'm joking a little bit that I don't trust Jesse, but like they really went dramatic with that ending.
It was weird. I was watching it with my two friends and we were like, wait, what's happening? I thought he was going to be like, someone died.
Right. It did. It had that feeling like, hey, we would show you this. But the minute Zach went to bring Rachel outside, he slipped on a rock and he lost his life. Yeah, it did feel like
it felt
that
like was someone
what the next
died.
Announcement and I was, like, was going to be.
this is intense. So I guess we'll find out next week. And next week we have part one of the finale. The schedule's crazy right now. They're getting a little out of pocket with the
Into football season. They may have started too late if you think about it. But yeah, we're gonna get part one next week of the most emotional, craziest ending ever. But we want to review what we're gonna do this episode. We're gonna go through all that happened in the last two episodes. Again, we were gonna do two episodes, but it felt more right to connect these two because they were connected. It wasn't like two different. It was all kind of it's all coming from Riviera Maya. So this does feel appropriate.
All right, let's dive into it. Okay, so let's go. Gabby and Eric take a leap and finally share their feelings for each other.
Rachel and Avon have a great time that's interrupted by Tino's therapy session with Jesse.
Johnny gets dumped by Gabby on the beach where they probably leave him until paradise starts.
Rachel and Tino are quick to the draw when saying, I love you.
Jason goes home because he waited all this time to tell Gabby he doesn't really know her.
Zach seems to have a great date with Rachel until we see their uncomfortable morning chat.
And we finally get to see Gabby happy when she ends up with Eric. Okay, so right before we get into the name that episode, I want to know what you thought about them intermixing the fantasy suites. I personally think it should have been Gabby in one day, Rachel in another day.
I mean, it would help with keeping storylines straight.
Continuity. Yeah.
But, I guess the part that I liked was you kind of got to see the difference between the two and how they handled it. Like, like you got to kind of see the juxtaposition of like how people handle these things. And, you know, I think especially because you kept seeing Gabby kind of, to me, Gabby's were more adult, real conversations and mm-hmm. Rachel's lived in the land of fantasy. And it made me like Rachel less and, you know, like Gabby just as much as I've always kind of, you know, enjoyed her. It was confusing a little bit.
I just wish they would have kept it separately, personally, because I want to see the three. I guess I'm just used to it. I'm set in my old ways. I see the one bachelor, the one bachelorette with their person, with their three people, and they go bang, 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 you know?
Right.
Literally. Sometimes, but, so I think, I don't know, because then I was forgetting, man, I really don't know these guys. Jason wasn't wrong. I do not know these guys, and I was forgetting. I'm like, wait, so who's left?
The idea, Avon, I was like, Avon, it felt like their first date. Like, it felt like the first date where you get brought onto a boat with the helicopter. Like,
yeah.
It was fine, but you're like, an engagement's coming. Like, and I know they know each other better than we are getting privy to, but also, it's just, I mean, how well could they know each other? But yeah, I didn't feel like I knew the guys. I felt like I was just starting to get to know them as they're literally leaving the beach.
Yeah. All right. What did you name the episode?
I called it You're the Only One Left, the Gabby and Eric Love Story.
That, I want to know what his thoughts are watching this back now. Because he didn't know at the time. He didn't
he didn't know. I agree. But also when she said it to him, he didn't ask it. It tells you the difference mm-hmm. between a lot of men and women. Like if a guy was like, you're the only one left, you win. She'd be like, well, what happened with the other two?
Yes.
You know, like guys are so cocky that he's like, oh, I'm the only one left. I guess I win. Oh, you know, it's just all kind of. How do you look at glass half full, glass half empty type of thing?
He only heard, like, I win. That's all I heard.
I win, right. So it was just such a weird way to, and she said that.
Mm-hmm. She did say that, and he was thrilled, but I'm like, man, I bet him watching this now, he's probably like, because he didn't know how they left or why they left. He just knew that he was the last one. And
yeah,
I'd feel really weird about that now. Like if I saw it back.
Right, and he was a little bit bent out of shape about, you know, the whole thing. We're going to get into that. But it was, and Gabby was trying to like go through with the whole process. Like she was trying to get these guys to open up and say, but I do think, you know, the promise of engagement was weighing heavily on the women.
Yeah.
As weird as that, I mean, as much as that, I don't really agree with that, you know, but go on. What was the name you had for the episode?
I said less than fantasy suites. I don't know. I just, with Gabby and her, all of her like breakups and stuff. And then, man, we'll talk about it later, but the Zach and Rachel morning after.
Yeah, didn't there, I guess out of the six, we really only got two or three. So Eric had a good, you know, Eric had the nice fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Tino had the nice fantasy.
And Avon.
And Avon. So three out of half of them were this, oh, breakfast in the morning, lover's lane. And half of them were like, go home or just plain awkward.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into the Eric and Gabby date. And honestly, I like Eric more and more. And I mean, I think he needs to get rid of the mullet. Like, I will die on that hill. But I think they are a great match. Out of the guys she has left, Eric's the one. And they go on that little like cliff jumping thing. The black boxes have to stop.
Like, why do
they
do that? We've
seen the crack. Like, we know.
Right. How revealing is this bathing suit? They make it seem like she's wearing crotchless chaps.
Right.
Like, you know, the way they cover it up. Like, it's crazy.
It's like she has like an Audi asshole that's like, right. You know what I mean?
It's like, we've seen a bathing suit. It does feel judgy. I said it on my Instagram, but it feels like they're like, oh, it's fine with us. Wear what you want. But, you know, America might get a little judgy.
Yes.
You know, like it does feel like that.
It's very, very strange, man.
Yeah.
The stuff that you see on other TV shows is wild. But I
mean, the Gabby Eric date, classic Bachelor, it goes well. That's it. That's great. You're like, and I kind of waiting to see what happens next.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 perfume mist and Cheirosa 59 perfume mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 perfume mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 perfume mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Now, before we get into like the other dates, what seems to hover over this whole episode is the thing that happened with Clayton. And this is what I think. I think for every there's cause and effect for everything. This is a petri dish. When you add two bachelorettes, it changes the show. When they're talking about Clayton, and this is where it all went off the rails last time, They buried Clayton. They made him Mr. Evil, Dr. Evil. And it's like, I do agree Clayton made mistakes. Like, I'm not sitting here like defending how he did, but how he did the fantasy suite situation. But you're not going to get out of this perfect. This is a messy episode. Don't you think, Kay?
I think it's a really messy episode also because, yeah, how are you going to have these fantasy suites with the guys? I mean, I guess Gabby made it out with only, you know, sleeping with one of them and only saying, like, I love you to one of them. But I would feel I don't know. It would be really hard to conceal those emotions after doing all of this and being like, no, I have to wait.
But that's fine, and it's hard, and what you're saying is completely true. But that's the thing they tried to get around. They basically say, I don't want to be Clayton, so I'm going to, you know, do this differently than Clayton. Then they end up doing it the same as Clayton.
The same way, yeah.
They basically make them promise that they're going to get engaged or else we have a problem. And it's like, it to me, if you're going to go through this honestly and like try to find the guy that's best a connection for you, you're going to be mean to someone. You're going to go and maybe go and have a night with someone. I'm not even saying sex. Maybe they just lie together with the cameras off and make out a bunch. Like, that could be what happens.
Yeah.
And it's still going to be uncomfortable to tell the person you're getting engaged to. Like, the idea that you're going to get ahead of this being a gray situation, and that's kind of what rubbed me wrong from the two women. It felt like they were like making sure, they were too aware of the feedback that what Clayton got. And they were like, there is no way I'm going to get the feedback. And if anyone's going to be evil, it's the men that we deal with on this show.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, when we get to like, I mean, like, you know, Rachel and Avon, they have a nice date. They have the boat date. He says he's falling in love. They're ready. And then there's scenes where Rachel's like, are you ready to get engaged? And it's like, I don't know. That's like a little uncomfortable.
The ultimatum is really tough. And it's like, and I think we saw that in the preview for next, I don't know if it's next week or the week after, whenever they end up showing it. But Eric sort of says like, why can't we just be in a relationship, like leave here together and figure it out? And Gabby is like, you know, going off. She's like, fuck, I wanted the ring.
But that's the thing where it's like, you know, in this episode especially, it happens a couple times. It happens with Avon. It happens with
Johnny.
Johnny's Mr. Chill guy. You know, he was like, you know, he goes, there goes my lady as she's walking away. He doesn't care enough to say I'm losing someone. And they're all willing to date. That, you know, and I think if any of them said, well, you know, got locked into this engagement thing, they would be the evil one for not getting engaged.
Yeah.
So it's like you put these people in positions where they can't win. Like, if I was in that fantasy suite and I kept looking at Jason and the position Jason was in, but the position where Jason was in was like, he goes behind the cameras. I assume they didn't have sex because if Jason had sex with her and then was like, I don't know what to do, I think she would have called him out on that.
It felt like she didn't even stay the night.
We didn't even
get to see their like morning. We didn't get the breakfast moment.
Right.
She just walked over to his place. I don't even think she stayed the night.
And then when she walks over to his place, Jason basically looks at her and goes, and then Gabby says to Jason, I wish I had known sooner. It's like, well, he's trying to get to know you to see if he likes you or not.
Like, yeah.
So you're saying I can understand someone goes in the show, being in Jason's shoes. I'll put myself in his shoes. You're like, this is great. I'm getting to know her. We'll see about an engagement. I don't know. We'll see when we get there. We'll see when we'll cross that bridge when we get there. And then for her to say, well, you should have known, you should have warned me. It's like, no, I've been open to an engagement. I am feeling not ready yet. And because of that, I'm going to pull out because it seems that's important to you. Like, you're doing the most honorable thing. And then she basically says she felt led on. It's like, for what? You think Jason's like doing this for, I mean, if you think he's doing this for clout and to get a Fit Tea sponsorship, then say that. But it doesn't seem as though that.
It doesn't, with Jason especially, it does not feel that way at all. And I mean, there's no other, I mean, how is he supposed to know? And he clearly, if anything, it proves that he likes her that much more to the fact that he stayed this whole time and even said that he was like, I'm here because of you. He's like, you're right. The only reason I'm here. Like, if it wasn't you, I would be home. Like, I don't want to do this.
Right.
But it shows how much he liked her. And I mean, I think Jason's the most boring person on the planet, but.
Listen, boring or not boring, it was interesting that, well, no engagement means you're out of here, which is fine, but don't also say you led me on. It's like, okay, so in that scenario, you're basically saying that I would have entertained someone I liked less because they would have given me an engagement.
I know. And it makes me feel icky because then it's like, so do these people act like, do they actually want to be engaged to you, or are they just feeling pressured to be there?
Right. And going back to Clayton, which they reference many times, Clayton, they got mad at him because he said he loved them and they felt that that was what convinced them to go sleep with him. So do you want these guys to say, yes, I'll get engaged to you, sleep with you, and then go, well, I've been thinking about it. I don't want to get engaged. This is what you didn't want.
Yeah.
So of course they're gonna bow out. It just was so interesting how much Clayton was brought up and how much they seemed to want to avoid any bit of criticism, which you're going to get no matter what. Like, listen, if any of our dating lives were pried into, when you ask a couple, when did you guys start dating, and then they look at each other, they go, well, you know, a year ago, you know, like, that's not the real date. The date of like, well, when did you delete the apps? When did you delete the apps? These things aren't all perfect. So everyone is living in this, like, I'm trying to do best by me while also trying to not be the worst person alive. And it was just like, and I thought there was a lot of foreshadowing with Rachel because she did it to Avon. Then she goes with Tino and she's like basically pushing him. Tino was sweating like he just took a dip in that sewage puddle that, you know, Eric and Gabby jumped into.
Right, literally.
And she's like, oh, well, if your parents, you know, and pressing, which is okay, but don't be surprised if someone goes, well, I'm not ready for that step.
Yeah. Man, Tino, just speaking of Tino, I think Tino is up to no fucking good.
Something is off about him. The idea that he never acknowledged just how weird it was with his parents. Like, he keeps ignoring that. And he keeps basically like, oh, it wasn't that bad. It's like, dude, can we live really in reality bad. For... Yeah, it was bad. Like,
it was really bad. Like, we were all so uncomfortable. Like,
and then when Zach pulls...
Jesse.
When Zach pulls Rachel aside, Tino looks and goes, I guess he's looking for his last shot. Like, it was very much a competitive alpha type of response to her getting pulled away.
Every time I see Tino, he just looks smug. Like, he's like, I know, I'm a shoo-in, I'm going to win this. And like, he said, I love you to Rachel. And he was like, I'm in love with you. But it was very much like, I'm saying this now because I need to like pee on this fire hydrant and claim it as mine. Like now.
Yeah.
None of what he is doing feels as though he's actually in it for the right reasons, but it feels like he's like trying to win.
I would agree with you, but you know, transactional is the world that Rachel kind of lives in right now. You know, say you'll marry me, you will move on. So she's getting kind of what she might deserve if you think about it. If you're there for engagement with, you know, whoever will do it and I like, you know, like you keep going down the line of what's important to you. If number one's engagement, whoever will do it is number two, and I like them is number three. it's going to be, you're going to get a Tino that might not, that might be here for the transaction that you're looking for. I don't know. It's all very interesting because, you know, even, you know, we go to the, you know, we had the Rachel and Tino date, which just, you know, and even said, eventually my parents will love you. Like you said, in that vein of like, well, we'll figure it out. Just, they'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
There are reactions that you can get from parents or any sort of like judgment, but that just felt different. Like from the jump, it felt different. And I don't know, he's downplaying that so much. And apparently, I know you sent me that screenshot of his dad. Apparently he's on Facebook all the time, Tina's dad, and is clearing things up. Okay.
Big Facebook dad is
he is invested in this show, and he'll like comment on things that he sees, and he'll be like, oh, well, actually it's like this, or, you know, he's invested and he's giving Barb energy.
Yeah. Tino's dad, that Facebook post, I don't know if we can post it or where you could probably easily find it if you're looking for it. It does seem like he is a quote unquote personality. Yeah. I would describe him as, but it does feel like he's the type to like spend the day in a Facebook comment section.
100%. 100%. So right. I don't know if I was with a guy and I mentioned that to him and he kind of downplayed it. I don't know. That's a big red flag to me. He could at least acknowledge it and then be like, let's just see what happens and move on, like, and go with it and not completely ignore it. Well,
he won't. He doesn't want to live in reality. He doesn't want to live in reality. That's, you know, and then you have to go, okay, well, then what are you here for? So we had Johnny getting left on the beach, and then Jason tells Jesse he's not in love yet, not ready to be engaged. And that's kind of the whole preamble for the next night's episode.
The whole Johnny date killed me because we saw Johnny in a different light. I think he was uncovered on this date because at one point he was doing his little like interview on the side at the beach, and he was like, I mean, she's the dopest girl I've ever hung with, like, quote unquote.
Right, right.
And
he sounded like he was on Paradise rather than
Bachelor. And then when they broke up and they're like, okay, this is it. They do another interview with him, and he's like, man, like, my feelings are just like, I think I'm feeling upset. You know what? Yeah, I'm upset. I was like, this kid has never felt anything before.
No, this guy, he probably had never been on a date before. No, he looked like he was there for the party. He's there for He looked like he belonged on that beach.
He was made for it.
His eyes were barely open. It looked like he was a little bit hungover. Yeah, it didn't really feel like the guy, you know, the dopest. I don't think anyone's
getting engaged. The person like,
you're the dopest chick I've met, man. Like, he just called you bro, Gabby. It's time for him to go.
That is exactly what he just called her. Bro. And now.
Yeah.
No, he is not ready to be engaged. She got out of that one, but I still can't believe that he made it that far. What is going on that these guys made it that far?
I mean, well, what's her other choices at this point? You know, like, you cut the guys in half. Mm-hmm. They kept saying, like, we had more men contestants than ever before, but, like, not enough for two.
Mm-mm. Like, not enough for two.
So you have people in different points of lives.
They only
have,
like,
you know,
10 extra, and they're like, this will work. Right,
so, like, you know, if you get half the time with these guys, you're going to get half the feeling from them.
Would you rather have Gabby's guys or Rachel's guys? Like, which
Gabby's
guys would you rather? Yeah, same.
Gabby's guys were much better, but I think Gabby was a more realistic candidate. Like, mm-hmm. Rachel was, I mean, as we saw as the season went on, it just, even at the end when Jesse said, Rachel, it's going to be your rose ceremony, her eyes lit up.
Oh,
she was
thrilled.
Like, oh, just me? Oh, just me on the, at the center stage? You know, like it was very much like, you know, in the land of, you know, Cinderellaville.
She's been waiting for this moment.
So we ended the first episode with Eric leaving a note. What did you think of the bridge meeting with Eric and Gabby?
I'm siding with Gabby on this because, so apparently they had this conversation in the fantasy suites of him being like, well, sort of voicing his concerns about the fact that she's going to be with other guys in fantasy suites. And they apparently had this conversation when she met up with him initially. She was thrilled to see him. Like there was like good energy between her and him. And so it clearly ended on at least a note that should have, that you thought was like honest, to where he was like, you know what, you're right. Let's move on and whatever. But bringing it back up again, I think she was right. She was like, so you're meeting up with me again to like rehash this? Like we just talked about this, especially the fact that they were able to handle it off camera and then he decided to do it again on camera.
Right. It was interesting to me. I think Gabby was up. Gabby can feel however she wants. I thought I would agree with her. It felt manipulative because, but I don't think, I mean, if I'm to give, Eric the benefit of the doubt, which I generally try to do, he comes on the bridge. He goes, I don't even know what I'm here to say. And it sounds like he's just trying to let her know how much he likes her. And then over the course of that, he brings up again a conversation they had that he thinks is letting her know how into her he is. That's what it sounded like to me. It sounded like he was like, I'm into you so much that you with other people makes me angry. And it's like, that's, I don't think he's came there with the idea of like, I'm going to convince her not to fuck other dudes.
Yeah.
But that's how it sounded. It sounded like he was doing, which I, from Gabby's perspective, I would be like, yeah, this is shitty. I didn't need to like, be brought down this road again. You know, you're not the star of this show. Understand my position on this show. It's not a great position. And now you're making me rethink this for a second time after we discussed it and I told you how hard that would be. So it did come off manipulative, but I don't think Eric came there like, oh, I'll get her to rethink things on the bridge. Because he even started with like, I don't even know why we're talking. I just want to see you. And then he kind of rambles on into, well, this is going to be hard. And it gets taken that way, which she was right to take it that way.
Yeah, I think he realizes that he was like, oh, fuck, I don't think I should have brought this up. You could tell in his face. Well, then, he was like, no, it's not what I meant. I just was trying to. But it's like,
do you know how many relationships I've been in where I thought I was saying the thing that someone else would want to hear? And then they explain back to me, do you know what you just said? And I go, yeah, that's real fucked up.
You know what? Like
I kind of saw myself
you got a point.
In Eric in that moment. Yeah, you know what? Now that you bring it up that way, I guess I didn't see it that way. Like, and I think that happens in when two people like each other. Like, it kind of made me believe that he liked her more. But I did understand why she was so annoyed.
She was annoyed. But I don't know. I do hear you, and I do like agree with that part of I'm not trying to I wasn't doing this maliciously, but man, the fact that they were able to have that conversation off camera I think was really important,
right?
And meaningful. It means even more because it's off camera, so there's no sense of again, no sense of like competition, but like this is just us talking about how we feel. And then when it was brought back on camera, like that put like a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, I mean, I saw where she was coming from. I kind of understood it, but it just the amount of him going, I don't know why we're even here. I just want to see you. And then it's like, just don't say this one thing. And then
says like, the one thing.
I'm going to say the one thing. Yeah.
I'm going to say that one thing, actually.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
So we come back on Tuesday night, the Gabby Jason overnight date. Jason just basically is like an I don't know Ville. And we went over this a little bit already, but just the idea that he, you know, he goes, maybe it'll be different. Let's sit with the cameras off. They go with the cameras off. We wake up the next morning, bed's still made, breakfast is outside. He's back in his room. Gabby's in her room. She goes and says her final goodbye to Jason.
I was like, what that was, think? She says the final goodbye to Jason, and I don't see it between them. And then another point of, you know, Gabby choosing Eric and being like, you know, you're the one. He's going to look back and see this episode again and see the fact that she said, I thought Jason was going to be it. That's a big deal.
But that's why. But she also said to Jason, "You led me on." Like, I don't know. Like, if you thought he was going to be it, then you got to get to know him as long as you could, and it didn't work out. Like, I don't know. I think to me, like, all of Gabby's interactions were very much adult. Like, I actually saw eye to eye with how her dates went down. Like, even the fact that she's at dinner with Jason and he's like, let's go. They go back and they have like time together without cameras. Like, that was like an adult way to go about it. They had real conversation. He didn't say nothing and then go, oh, our connection so strong, and then hold her hand back to the suite as they oohed and awed at the second bedroom in this garbage suite. You know, like, they did a real thing.
I know. Yeah. And the way she was like, you know, I could send him home right now after knowing all of this, but she was like, a conversation could change everything. She was like, we could have this night and be able to talk and get to know each other and then come out on top. And she goes, and I'm willing to like take that risk to, you know, give it one more shot and see if we can make it past this. So I really did like that she went through
it. Yeah, I thought it was
the night with him.
Honestly, it made all the sense in the world to me until she went to his room and like kind of like gave him attitude. And it was like, you know, it sucks because it seems like for both of these women that the engagement is so important that to not give it to them is an embarrassment to them, which I don't believe to be true, but it does come off that way because, I mean, we should go to the Zach and Rachel date. And, you know, they go on this. And even their date, like, he talks like he's Prince Eric. And she talks like she's, you know.
God.
You know, doesn't it feel just very, like, cartoonish?
Yes. Zach and Rachel's relationship feels very much cartoonish. Fantasy, not real, just like in the whirlwind of it. But I think she loves that. Right. I think Zach is honestly the perfect choice for Rachel because I think he will give her this, like, you know, the words of affirmation and like the fake, like the crying, him like wiping away the tears. Like, I think she wants that sort of thing to feel like so over the top loved. But then you see them in the morning.
What do you think happened? What do you think happened in the fantasy suite with them?
Well, I think it was, A, initially giving bad sex.
It felt like, but they I also had, think it was... felt like she got a little bit of the ick in the bedroom.
I think she got the ick because you could tell that he was like making faces, like they just weren't like talking. And then there was one point she said something, and he's like,
he literally said, "Good cup of Joe, huh?" Like it was like the, it was like a bad hang.
It was a bad hang, and like, and she was saying, I don't like it like this. And he's like, oh, I like it really bitter. I like when you can taste the beans. And I'm like,
taste the beans.
Guy weird. Out of here. I don't know. Yeah. It was, the whole situation was really weird. And that, I think that was the one of the most uncomfortable morning afters, because I feel like I've been there. And I think all of us have been in that exact right. situation. But the stakes are higher because he's supposed to propose. Like, are he they're right. they're a week out from an engagement, and they just had an awkward night. He said it had to do with him or her bringing
religion
up their
age. And politics.
Religion, politics.
So much was mentioned that we need another episode. Like I it's hard for us to even speak to what happened. Like, to me, it could have been bad sex. It could have been that she said, "I want an engagement if we're going to move forward physically, and you have to tell me that." Oh. Like, that's what I kept thinking. Listen, these all come with like our own biases. So like, of the options, they had bad sex. She made sex a deal breaker. Like, if we have sex, I want to be promised an engagement. They had no sex. They might have had no sex, and it was just them talking the whole night. And she said, "You're too young," and was using that as an excuse to kind of end it with him easily, which is another, you know, like, she got in the bedroom with him, wasn't feeling it. She's like, "Oh, I need an excuse so I can end it with him. So I'll use the age." Like, we don't know.
Right.
Because when he said religion and politics,
that was different than what we thought, like, than what he was saying to Jesse.
Right. So then the show made sure to have that in the cut. So he tells Jesse it's the age. He mentions religion and politics. Then you're trying to figure out, like, who's the religious one? Who's the political one? Where does everyone land? You know, like, you go, I don't know who's what. And then he's crying. So it makes it seem like he's in love with her and she's just, like, kind of stonewalling her, walling him, which... that could be the case too. She's just not into it. I don't know. There's a lot of questions.
So I did a poll because me and my two friends were talking about the situation. The three of us had different theories on what was going on with Rachel and Zach. And so I put a poll on my Instagram story, and 55 of the people. So here are the different choices. I think personally, he's making with the whole situation with him talking to Jesse and like the fake tears, his fake, those emotion, the whatever crying emotions that he's having is so unbelievable to me that it gives me the ick every time he does it. He's like flicking away dry whatever that's on his face, and it just feels so played up. I think he's making a play to be the bachelor. He's like, okay, this is a way that I can get out of this. I make it to the end. I give some sort of sob story. Blame it on her so I look good.
Okay.
And then there's And then there's Rachel's trying to get Zach, what you just said, to like maybe break up with her or ease it, you know, ease the way out. Or she's testing him to see, because she's, you know, she wants the dramatics. She wants somebody to be like, you're the one I want. And she's testing him to see if he'll fight for her and like run back to the room and be like, no, I only want you, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Right.
And most people said she's trying to get Zach to break up with her.
Yeah. I don't know. I came away from it thinking I wasn't really a fan of Rachel. Maybe that's my own biases, but I walked away being like, because Rachel referenced Clayton so much, and more than Gabby, she kept bringing it up. And this idea that Rachel to me, it kind of felt like Rachel was trying to be loved by all. Mm-hmm. And she needs someone to be a bad guy to be beloved. And I don't know. My opinion will probably change once we get more information, as opinion should change once you're presented with new information. If that's not how you work, you're probably an mm-hmm. asshole. There was something about the way each guy was pressed with, do you want an engagement?
And literally every guy.
Every guy. And to me, by Rachel, mm-hmm. you know, each guy, do you want an engagement? It's like, hey, we're here. We're getting to know you. I'm telling you I love you. I'm here to like be with you. At what point is it the person... is the person more important than the engagement?
Yeah.
And maybe that's not... so I agree with what you're saying as far as like, it could have been that she just wants an easy way out and make him dump her. And that, I listen, I've been there too. So I... but there's just like a lot of choices. I don't know. That's why when we came back to that studio lot, it's like, come on.
So weird. I know. I was like, I'm ready to see the next episode. Like, I wish... I wish that was sooner, because I'm very, very curious. And of course, we're not even going to know next week. It's going to be the last week that we're going to find out.
But we'll get more information as far as like what happened in that room. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get Rachel's side. And I would hope we get more explanation from Zach. This like the age thing is kind of weird. And who knows?
There's a lot of drama.
Let's do the weekly categories. We'll get through them quick.
Alrighty. Would you rather be... so say you're going on a date and you're doing like a little sporting date sort of thing. Would you rather be the one who's bad at the sport or have the other person be bad at the sport?
I would rather suck at the sport.
Agreed.
To be taught... like, I want there to be no pressure on me to be good. I don't want the person like... like Jason used to play college tennis. I would hate if they were like, yeah, Jared used to play college tennis, and then I just sucked. Like
I was waiting because like the thought of like, say I was really good at tennis. The thought of watching a guy who has never played tennis before try to run back and forth and hit a ball and not be good at it gives me like the illest feeling.
Yeah, someone like, who says they're good and then they're not.
Or just like basic things. Like imagine going to go play catch with, with a girl or a guy or whatever, and they can't catch any of the balls. Just like a basic, just catching something. I don't know. That gives, that makes me sick.
It wouldn't bother me as much. I would just rather have no expectation of my ability. Yeah. So I'd rather go on the day than be like, yeah, I suck at this. Teach me tennis. And then I'm allowed to suck.
Yeah, you're allowed. All right, what's yours?
Okay. I said, have the decision be made for you, which is Gabby's position. Everyone leaves but one. Or you have to make the decision, which is Rachel's position. Everyone stays.
I would want everyone stays. I want more options. Yeah. I want more options. I do like the...
fuck them all.
Yeah. Like, I don't think... obviously, I don't want to be... I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings or whatever, but shit happens. And at the end of the day, we have only known each other for a few weeks, so get over it.
Yeah, I guess the decision made for me makes things so much easier. And I guess you don't have to be the bad guy. But... I don't think I would feel as much of a loser that Gabby seems to keep pressing about. Like I would be like, oh, I get it.
Well, you don't think you would seem like the bad guy, but I can't help but look back again. I know I brought this up, but look back again and see that it was her being like, oh, I really liked this person, or like, I thought Jason was the one and he left. And then it's sort of just, then it's just Eric. You know, right. By himself. And so I can't help but think that it would seem a little Well, I don't know. I would feel like shit. I would feel like shit. I'd rather her. I'd rather her pick me because
right,
and send the other guys
the
home.
Suitors.
Yeah, of all the suitors, like I'm the best one.
Right, the winner.
The winner.
Okay, fantasy suite, hometown, or send home. Okay, here are the three people: Rachel, Gabby, and Jesse Palmer.
I would bring. I would send Rachel home. I'd take Gabby to the fantasy suites and bring Jesse to my hometown.
We are exactly alike. Jesse's coming to my hometown. He just seems like he's a mensch. He knows how to greet the parents. Good handshake. Yeah, Jesse Palmer's coming home. Gabby's going to the fantasy suite. It just seems like she has a realistic
smash.
Head on her shoulder. Yeah, I'm smashing. Rachel, it's... to me, she's playing... something is up with Rachel to me. There's... she's... to me, Rachel right now is foreshadowing what happened with Katie and Greg Grippo.
Oh.
Like, I keep getting the feeling... because Greg Grippo... again, he... reacted badly, but he's his side has improved over time, I think.
Yes. I think it has it holds up a little bit more now.
Yeah, he is. I think the test of time has been good to Greg Grippo, not the way he acted, but his argument.
Yes.
Not how he made the argument, but his argument of like, what are you here for versus are you here for me versus are you here for the show? Time has treated him well. I have a feeling, and this is my, you know, opinion, this is my hypothesis, that it's going to be similar for Rachel and some of the men, where some of the men's arguments aren't going to be so crazy, but they're going to be kind of Grippo-ish.
There's one... scene in that preview where it looks like Rachel's talking to Eric and being like, you said all this stuff and now you're going back on it. And then it pans to Eric and he's like looking serious, but then he has like another like smug kind of smile, which I hadn't seen from him. And I'm
Eric
like,
Eric or Zach? You talking about Zach?
Oh, fuck. Zach. I don't know why I can't get Zach. And I was like, ew. And I saw this because, and that's what sealed the deal for me on of like, I don't, something feels weird with Zach and this whole conversation with Jesse Palmer. I thought Zach was the best bet until that morning after when all that shit went down. And I'm like, something's up. Zach and Tino. Tino more so, but something's off with Zach.
Okay, so what do we think for top man for each?
Well, I guess it's going to be Eric.
Right. Eric feels right for Gabby. I don't know.
Eric
it just
does
seems,
feel right for Gabby.
It does seem right as much as he was the only one left. It did feel right. And who do you think for Rachel?
Unfortunately, I think Tino. I mean, I think that's the one she's going to end up choosing.
They're kind of made for each other. Just say you'll be engaged and you're in.
Yeah.
He's saying anything she wants to hear and he's in.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Tino.
I had Eric and Fame for Rachel.
Oh, she's my God. Yeah.
She's going to. That's her top man is whatever is gets her like, fame. Because I don't know. There's something is off here.
But I don't see them in that like elite bachelorette eye.
I don't either. But when you're on this show, when you're the lead of this show. I mean,
that's huge.
We have to think of that, the where they are now on the show, not now in real life. Like they don't see the reaction to their season while it's being taped. When you're at the last week of this show, you've had production assistants at your disposal. You've had people telling you, you know, you're the star. You're literally the star of a mega show. So I could see at this point, oh, well, I got big things coming.
Yeah, I'm Becca Kufrin, like, you know, JoJo right. Fletcher with her own HG. Like, I just don't see them in that
light. I don't see
light,
it either, but I know what you mean.
I didn't feel that with Katie Thurston either. I didn't see that, like, I mean, they really fucked her season, like, with the promos and everything, but
right.
I don't know. It doesn't give that, like, Hannah Brown glimmer.
Mm. No, I mean, but I could see when you're on it.
How they could.
You're just like,
sure.
Oh, from here?
Oh, the God complex? Yeah. The God complex is at a level 10.
Right.
For sure. All right. Who did you have for the IG rising star this week?
I said Rachel. It just feels like she's going to jump off this and go straight to IG land, straight to TikTokville.
I've seen Gabby on TikTok.
She's
making
on
really funny TikToks. She's making funny TikToks. Yeah.
Yes. She's been funny about her season and
yeah, she's doing
how
she's
she reacts
herself.
To people. Yeah, she has a good sense of humor about herself.
I said Eric. I think now, more than ever, I think he's the one that's going to have the most followers from the season. Not just because he's the last one, but because he's honestly, I think, the most likable out of
right
Gabby's last guys.
I'm with you on likability. Also, he'll start selling blue shirts and jeans because that's all he wore.
No, I'm dead. That is the only thing I could think about. I was like, get him. Get all
these men.
Did they
lose his luggage?
I don't know, but that stupid, dusty, button-down blue shirt, I thought I was going to freak out. And then when Zach goes to talk to Jesse and Zach both have on that same exact color blue.
It's very weird.
The blue t-shirt that Eric was wearing, that's his original bachelorette photo, like headshot, is that same t-shirt.
It's like he taped the whole thing from Maya Riviera.
I was what's happening?
Eric started looking like he was on a deserted island, like he'd been living on the island for 6 weeks.
And he only had one shirt and
one
he kept
shirt.
Wearing it.
Yeah, that's it. And the jeans just kept ripping.
Villain of the week. I said Jesse Palmer for leaving us on that cliffhanger. That was I'll never stop thinking about that.
I had Rachel and Gabby. It just felt like they went from let me find the right guy to let me find the guy who will get engaged. And
yeah,
that's not really to me, it's not a great look.
Okay, so for Paradise, who we think will find love in Paradise? Every time I'm watching these Paradise previews, the ABC is out of pocket with their advertisements lately. Like last night they had a Paradise preview that was like almost like ASMR where they were whispering, they're like the sounds of the beach and this and that and as like people are crying. I love that Andrew M from Katie's season is on there, and I hope Andrew finds love. He is so cute, so nice. Like I hope he meets someone.
They're pushing him like crazy. He was at the Mentel-All. He's in the commercials. Mm-hmm. I think Jesse Palmer's bank account. Like it seems as though they're going to switch this season. It seems as though they're going to start hijacking some of the other dating shows and putting those rules into Paradise, which could put this show like on steroids. Like it would like basically taking games from other shows and making it this one. And I if that happened, that'd be exciting because you already know the characters. So it makes it even better. So I could see
somebody
Jesse Palmer.
Somebody actually DM'd you and I a theory. It was like in our DM requests. But she goes, this could be fun. She was like, this is just like a random idea that I had. As if they brought like all of the, you know, normal Paradise, bringing them all to the beach. From like, you know, the different Bachelor seasons. And then they get there thinking they're filming Bachelor in Paradise. But then Jeff Probst shows up and they're actually on Survivor.
Change up the whole show.
I was like, that would be like, what a great segue that would be. It's giving like very much like Bravo, where they went from Real Housewives straight to Vanderpump Rules with like one fail swoop.
Listen, I'd take $1 million over someone I would be dating for 3 weeks after
Absolutely.
The show. Screw that.
Absolutely. What was your cringe Harrison?
Rachel pressing for engagement promises. She did it with all three. Like, it's, yeah. it was just like, is that, it's, I don't
pick
know.
Pick me, girl.
Right.
I don't want her to like beg. She's beautiful. She clearly like, she was picked to be a bachelorette for a reason. I just don't.
Well, then, you know, what do you want? Engagement or love? Or, you know, can those things be the same? You know, I would want them to be the same. But what do you think for Cringe Harrison Award?
Well, we just talked about it, but the stupid ass blue shirt.
It was crazy.
I could not unsee it. It was in every scene.
Unbelievable. He never changed. It was crazy.
Never changed. And if he did change, it was back to the t-shirt that was the same exact color.
He's got a color scheme.
One time somebody told him he looked good in dusty blue and he never.
There it is. never went back. Who are you giving this rose to this week?
I'm giving it to Gabby. I feel like she sort of went through it and. I don't know. I really like Gabby, and I hope, even though Eric was sort of the default, I hope he ends up being her guy, at least for a while.
Yeah, I'm with you. I thought Gabby was great. I mean, like, I'm happy for her. I hope it works out. I hope this is it. I also had the WB lot. It made it seem so official. When they did that flyover, I was like, they didn't even bring us just into the studio. They had to show the WB, the Warner Brothers lot, the Hollywood. And it just made everything way more serious. I thought, you know, they were going to take us live to a, like a police chase.
And it was like when Jesse was inside of the studio, like the set pieces were taken down. Like they were in the middle of like construction and.
Like, as
very
if they were
ominous.
Like, put the Dome of the Undateables back up. Put it back up. We got to bring them back. You know, it was like the end of Lost.
Is next week live? Is it the next 2 weeks that are live? Is that what it is?
I would assume. It seems as though that's the case. So.
Interesting. Wow. 2 weeks of lies. I'm ready for it.
Can't wait. We'll get all our questions this week answered.
Yes. Next week's... Bachelor episode is on Tuesday, so our two episodes the next 2 weeks will be out on Wednesdays, just like it is today, reminding you. And you can follow us on Instagram at The Bachelor, which we have the actual schedule laid out. It's the first pinned post. It'll tell you when the episodes are airing and what's happening. And you can follow us on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. And I'm at K York City.
And I'm at Jared Freed.
All right, we will see you next week for the finale. Bye.
The Bachelor Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and at Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.